the clothes you buy, the equipment you buy, your gadgets and tools and stuff like that.
Can I say that depends on the person you're trying to sell to?
Well, that's right. You're absolutely right. There are some accounts. If you take the continuum for all customers from minus infinity to plus infinity, there are customers that are only focused on price. So do we want to make them our number one customer?
I don't even bother.
No. We just let our competitors go after that. Let them, because if they're selling to those guys and they're not making any money, they're not coming into my account where they're taking my bread and butter. So let those accounts go by the wayside, and don't let your egos get in the way. Yeah.
That's one of the bring up point techniques that I would like to get. Some of our new situations with these TRs and that, I only have a certain amount of accounts. And my bigger accounts, especially my ADP that I have to grow, that's a common problem. And I don't know if that price moves up from 7 up from this down economy, but for my big accounts, it's a huge barrier that I have to overcome. And I can't walk away.
Okay, we're going to give you some techniques. Let me tell you this. Price is really immaterial. It is totally immaterial. Why is that? Why is price immaterial? Magnus?
Well, you've got to look at the product you're getting as well.
You've got to look at the product you're getting as well, because it's the cost of use that is the key. So if we do a good job with the cost of use, and I'm going to give you some tools here to help you with that. And Darren, I'm not going to tell you that you got accounts in Detroit that they're going bankrupt and that sort of thing. I know, you know, this may not apply there, but you may get some helpful techniques here too. Cost of use is the key. We'll get into that in a lot more detail as we go forward. The situation that faces us, I think if we understand what we're up against, you know, if your wife comes in and kicks you every time she comes home, you know, you could deal with that. You understand what you're dealing with. You know, you could put a shin guard on and you're all set. No big deal, you know. She's not bad, except she kicks me all the time. We can deal with things that we know. So we want to spend some time understanding what we're facing. The customers buy based on many reasons, and rational, logical thinking is not at the top of the list. So here we are, all our technical guys and figuring out how to make things work and all that kind of stuff. And it all goes out the window because you got to buy this drill because you're using doesn't work. Boy, that's going to get me a lot of business at an account, right? So we got to make sure we understand those things too as we go along. We're going to make sure everybody's aware of the term preferred supplier. In almost every selling situation, there's a preferred supplier. We want it to be us. So I go into an account, I go up to Mike. Mike, I want to be your preferred supplier. He just grabs you by your neck and shorts and throws you right out the window. So how do you become the preferred supplier? Well, you first start thinking about it. I want to become the preferred supplier. You start talking to customers about preferred supplier. You know, you might take them out and you say, well, it's really important to me to become your preferred supplier. You do a program like this for your customers on how to apply one of the special new tools or something like that, and you tell them, this is one of the things that we develop for companies like you so that we could become your preferred supplier. We want them thinking about preferred supplier, and we want to be the preferred supplier, and if we're not, we need to find out who is, and then who might be the second preferred supplier. And this is something the customers will share with us, but you can't just go into a customer and say, hey, I want to be your preferred supplier, Darren. Who is it now? You know, that kind of thing, because it takes, you got to work that kind of thing in, and that's a skilled technique to do. We're going to talk about a system to manage your time and manage relationships. Let me ask you two questions here. First question, I'm not looking for an answer. Just think about this. Is it a big deal to give a good customer a 10% discount on an important job? But just think about that. In your mind, I'm not looking for an answer, but you know what your answer is. If you are a paper sales rep, is it a good idea to go to Mitchell Selling Dynamics and help his company with a paper problem? So just think about what your answer would be to those two questions. And at the end of the program, we're going to come back and we'll talk about those two questions again. This is a chart that I found in a book, and I thought it was pretty cool because I've heard the term often that this chart I don't think is in your book. This is the only chart, or one of the only charts, that's not in the book. And if you want a copy of it, I could email it to you or something like that, or you copy it down. I've heard the term peddler, you know, and I was wondering, am I a peddler? And I saw this book, I read this book by this guy. This guy is an old guy, this guy down here, and he wrote this book. He's not a very well-spoken individual, but he wrote this book. He's probably got a huge amount of experience, and I happened to read it, and I saw this chart, and I really liked it. A peddler calls on a purchasing agent. He wants to be considered. Now, think of that guy who's trying to sell the carburetor castings to Briggs & Stratton. Just think about that guy. You know, and you think about all the functions that you'd have to get into. And, you know, I said, did you make any samples for him? And you know what the guy said to me? Oh, making carburetor samples is very expensive. I mean, give me a break.